Part of I-70 in Glenwood Canyon was closed for a few hours last night following reports of mudslides. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood advisory as a thunderstorm dumped rain in the area at around 5 p.m. By 9 p.m., the Colorado Department of Transportation had reopened the corridor between Dotsero and West Glenwood. The Denver Catholic Archdiocese is suing the state of Colorado after they were deemed ineligible to participate in the state's universal preschool program. KGNU's Ivana Levis has more.
St. Mary Catholic Parish in Littleton, St. Bernadette Catholic Parish, and the Denver Catholic Archdiocese argue that their exclusion from participation in the preschool program violates their First Amendment rights. The lawsuit was filed against Lisa Roy, the executive director of the Colorado Department of Early Childhood, and Don Odine, the director of Colorado's Universal Preschool Program. Discrimination based on a child's religion, sexuality, or gender identity forbids schools from participation in the Universal Preschool Program. The Catholic Schools Administration prohibits transgender and gender nonconforming students from enrolling in their programs. Same-sex parents of children who attend the schools are also allegedly treated differently from heterosexual parents. The lawsuit says parents who enroll their children into the Catholic schools agree to adhere to the Catholic worldview and morals. They claim this does not count as discrimination, but rather exercising their freedom of religion. For KGNU, I'm Ivan Olivas.
The Jefferson County District Attorney's Office has charged a 20-year-old man with multiple counts of aggressive sexual behavior on local hiking trails, including indecent exposure, unlawful sexual contact, and criminal attempt to commit sexual assault. Suspect Glenn Braden of Evergreen is accused of targeting women hiking alone on trails on several separate occasions, reported between April and August. Braden was arrested on August 8th. According to 9 News, an affidavit says he admitted to his behavior but argued that he could not control his impulses. Braden is due in court on Thursday morning. He's being held on a $100,000 cash-only bond. Colorado-based flight attendant union TWU Local 556 has filed suit against Colorado Governor Jared Polis, the Colorado Department of Labor, and Southwest Airlines. KGNU's Pam Johnson has more.
The lawsuit filed Monday says that the state agreed to stop investigating sick leave complaints from Southwest's unionized workers in Colorado. This agreement goes against the state's investigation of the airline, which revealed that Southwest had previously refused sick leave for employees and for children of the employed, as well as penalized workers for using sick leave time. That investigation led to a hefty $1.3 million fine against the airline, but the settlement reduces that fine significantly. The union is asking a Denver judge to throw out the settlement and rule that the union's workers are covered by the paid leave law. It also wants the court to reinstate and investigate workers' complaints. Spokespeople for Polis and the Labor Department declined to comment yesterday, according to the Denver Post, because the lawsuit is ongoing. The airline previously argued that its collective bargaining agreement exempted sick leave from the law, but the Labor Department has already rejected that claim and said that it was, quote, resoundingly clear that Southwest's existing collective bargaining agreements were not sufficient to comply with state law. For KGNU, I'm Pam Johnson.
A Boulder research institution famous for its atomic clock technology is celebrating its first major renovation in decades. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, will host a ribbon-cutting ceremony today with Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper, Governor Jared Polis, and Congressman Joe Neguse participating as speakers. NIST's Boulder campus was built in the early 1950s. The renovated Wing 5 of Building 1 now features 16 cutting-edge laboratories for research that will advance timekeeping. Colorado officials tasked with evaluating the controversial names of geographical sites are meeting this evening. The Colorado Geographic Naming Advisory Board was established by Governor Jared Polis to make official name-changing recommendations. Tonight's meeting is expected to review name changes that include Devil's Head to Thunder Mountain, Redskin Mountain to Mount Jerome, and Chinaman Canyon to Toison Canyon. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms along the Front Range today, gusty with increasing clouds later in the day. In Boulder, a high near 92 and a low around 66. In Denver, a high near 95 and a low around 68. In Fort Collins, a high near 93 and a low around 63. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.